Welcome to Water Online Radio, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, and WEFTEC, the Water Quality Event. This show is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. WaterOnline.com. Now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Todd and Water Online Radio. Thanks for joining us. This is day three of Water Online's live coverage of WEFTEC. And Todd, I continue to be amazed by the people, the organizations, the innovation, the new technologies. It just continues to blow my mind time after time.
Yeah, my mind is already blown. I think maybe I got about halfway through yesterday afternoon. It's like, holy cow, how much more can we learn?
And it just got full.
I keep stuffing more in there, though.
I know. This show is always so inspiring. We were joined by a return guest. Say hello to John Dyson, Director of America's Sales for Severn Trent Services. Welcome back, John.
All right. Thanks, Todd and Todd.
So you got a promotion. Now you're covering half the planet.
Yes, I am.
Well, congratulations on that. That's got to be an intriguing.
Mr. Frequent Flyer.
I got to tell you. So, John, give us a quick rundown of you and your background.
I've been in the industry 25 years. I've done all types of water and wastewater treatment, doing this business for a long time, done everything from, you know, headworks work to disinfection to biosolids, et cetera. So it's been in doing a wide range of things.
Yep, outstanding. I suspect you know what you're talking about. To give us the 10,000-foot view of Severn Trent Services, what do you do? How do you serve your market?
You know, Severn Trent is probably best known as a private water company. They were established in the UK, so they're a private water operator. But years ago, they created an equipment operations group, and I'm in the sales division of that here for the Americas. That's my responsibility. As a company, we've tried to bring solutions and technologies to the marketplace that meet the customer's needs, and particularly the areas of filtration and disinfection.
Most sentences with Severn Trent have the word innovation in there somewhere. Just part and parcel of the reputation. I know we talked a little bit about Anchorite at ACE in Denver a few months back. Something tells me there's some new news about that technology, that innovation.
Yeah, Anchorite is our newest innovation to our LP underdrain block. It has some significant features that it brings to the marketplace over previous technologies out there in the marketplace. And this technology, the Anchorite concept, is very simple. It's adding an anchor to the block so it's anchored down. It significantly increases the hold down capacity of the block. In the past, it was done with grout. Grout has a strength. It degrades over time. By actually putting an anchor through the block, anchoring it down, it significantly changes. We've done lots of testing with the block. The old style type blocks may have about approximately a 600 pound per block uplift strength. Over the years, we had added what was called grout grip, and grout grip doubled that capacity. With Anchorite, we are up to 3,000 pounds per block.
Wow.
That's a lot of strength there. You know, basically, the anchor does more than the grout does, and it makes a significant difference. It gives a long-term reliability and comfort to the customer out in the marketplace.
Well, at the top of the show, I was talking about how Todd and I are just continuously have our minds blown by the new innovation, new technology. And what is it about this new development that's blowing minds in such a short amount of time?
You know, the biggest thing is it's really simple. I mean, it's so simple that you basically can literally put this in a matter of minutes on the existing block. It makes it very simple for contractors to install. It's as simple as drilling a hole and tapping in an anchor and tightening down a nut. It's kind of amazing.
Schnick could do that.
Yeah. Even I could do that. I mean, you said it was simple.
Very, very simple. And, you know, that's what the contractors like about it. It's simple. It's a simple solution in the marketplace.
Look, I appreciate simple. I really do. In terms of the installation, that is significant. But in terms of cost, I mean, is there a long-term impact, too? Do I have some less maintenance, less worries, fewer breakdowns?
Basically, fewer breakdowns. I mean, you know, grout degrades. And even if you have some of the grout degrade, the anchor's there. It's not going anyplace. It's a stainless anchor, and it'll be there for a very, very long time.
All right. If you're just tuning in, this is Water Online Radio Live, and we're speaking with John Dyson with Severn Trent Services. John, even though you're responsible from pole to pole now in the Americas, talk about in the U.S. market what's happening with inorganic removal.
as a company, a lot of people know us as the people that supply bay oxide for arsenic removal. But as a company, we do more than that. We do a lot of different technologies. We basically have removal technologies for fluoride removal. A lot of people don't realize that that's a contaminant and a health concern in some places. Too high a level of fluoride can be, you know, health damage to citizens. We do nitrate removal. We do that in the sense that we use ion exchange resins to remove the nitrates. It's a common ground contaminant due to farming in a lot of parts of the country, particularly in California and the Midwest. There are parts of California right now that cannot use the well water. Okay. It's so high in nitrate contaminants. Mm. In that same area, we're innovating. One of the things with ion exchange is disposal of the brine when you actually remove the nitrates. Well, we have a new technology that we're introducing called NitriCat to the marketplace. We just finished up a series of pilot tests and it proved out very successful to the market, and we're looking forward to further introducing that to the marketplace also. This NitriCat technology basically converts the nitrates removed with the brine when you regenerate the ion exchange system, converts it to nitrogen so you can reuse the brine. Many places where these wells are located, there are no places to dispose of the brine. So by being able to reuse the brine time after time, we reduce basically the operating costs associated with the technology. We do basic stuff of iron and manganese also. So we do a wide range of inorganic compounds, basically anything that's needs to be treated.
John, there are customers, there are tough customers, then there's water, wastewater customers. Keeping up with the demands in this industry is awfully tough to do. What's Severn Trent doing to stay ahead of that curve?
You know, one of the big things, as I said, as a parent company is an operator. So they're the customer already. They have a perspective that customer service is very, very important, whether it's out there as a service to them. So as a company, we are very focused on listening to our customer. At the whole WEFTEC show this year, we basically had our product managers come in, and we've done interviews with consultants, utility customers, different other people, to get a feel for what their needs are in the future, really trying to look for where the need is in the future, or what improvements we need to make to our existing products. I mean, we basically had questionnaires. We focused on, you know, what type of improvements could we make to our on-site chlorine generation equipment? What type of improvements could we make to our gas feed? These are old, tried and true equipment, but there are areas where we can make improvements. And we were trying to get that feedback from customers that we're attending here.
John, as long as I've been coming to WEFTEC, Severn Trent's been one of those anchor organizations. I don't think of WEFTEC without thinking about Severn Trent. Talk about WEFTEC 2013. How's it gone this year? What's been the goals and objectives? You've touched on some of that over the course of this conversation. How's the show gone for you?
The show's been tremendous. We had probably the best booth spot. We lucked out extremely well. We're right by registration, the main entrance. So traffic has been really good.
Something tells me luck had nothing to do with it.
You know, so it's, you know, it turned out extremely well. Very good traffic. Our reps were here. Key customers were here. We were able to speak with them. So it's been extremely successful. And those relationships that we continue to develop here and keep maintaining is very, very important. While we're here, we always try to recognize our reps. We had receptions for them, awards ceremonies, to make sure they're recognized, because we can't do it by ourselves as a company. Our rep network is also important in successfully. And that includes servicing our customer, because they're the ones that are closer. I mean, we have operations in multiple cities, but we're not in every city. So we definitely need to use their support. We get their assistance with the customers out in the marketplace.
WEFTEC 2014. What kind of problems are going to get solved between now and then? What kind of new technologies are going to come to the forefront?
You know, we're working on a few things, but by 2014, we should be having a new technology in the on-site generation, basically from the information we're collecting here at the conference, along with from further improvements in air filtration technologies, under drains. Those type of improvements are main focus moving forward.
Well, we look forward to a conversation about that in a year's time. John, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you? Where can they learn more about Severn Trent Services?
They can reach us at SevernTrentServices.com. That's Severn Trent Services, all is one word.
Okay. John Dyson, Director of Half the Planet, or let me say Director of the Americas Sales with Severn Trent Services. As always, good to see you, sir. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, John Dyson, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, and all of us at Water Online, I'm Todd Schnick. Stick around for another exciting conversation. Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.